Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Karen White, TriDelta's CEO and editor-in-chief of the award-winning Trident magazine. And friends, we are now well into sheltering in place, staying at home, washing our hands, and dealing with all of the challenges surrounding COVID-19. As TriDelta continues to support our members, we've done a number of things, including launching a new series called Three for You. We're taking some of the most important questions and topics that you want to hear about, and we're finding TriDelta experts to lend their wisdom, to share their insights and their tips and best practices. Of course, three of those, right, for your interest. You know, as we've gone through this, we've all had to make adjustments to our daily lives, our regimens, our routines, and many of those involve, you know, our beauty practices, our self-acceptance, our exercise, and for many of us, our diets. What's intriguing to me is how we all consider our relationships with food during a time like a pandemic. Today, I am excited to talk with our TriDelta sister, Sloan Elizabeth. She is a recent alumna, 2019 grad of our Delta Gamma chapter at Vanderbilt University. And she works as an online holistic wellness coach who specializes in helping women let go of restrictions and diet culture in order to find lasting food freedom. Sloan combines nutritional science and spiritual manifestation to facilitate deep healing in her clients. At just 23 years old, Sloan is the author of a book called Kale and Cravings, Nourishing Dorm Room Recipes and Wellness Practices for Students. She recently wrote a blog about five ways to break away from food rules and fears and restrictions. This is a very accomplished young alumna that we welcome to our podcast. Welcome, Sloan, and thank you for being on Let's Talk TriDelta.
Thank you so much, Karen, for that incredible introduction. I'm so excited to be chatting with you and our sisters. So thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a bit about this, Sloan. Body image, right? Health and wellness, those have been major cornerstones of, you know, TriDelta for many years. Lots of conversations about those topics in our Body Image 3D program, but food. Right? Food is still a topic. And now, right, in these challenging times, it really could be a heightened time for our listeners around their relationship with food. One of the things that you're going to talk to our listeners about today is to protect your energy with clear boundaries. Can you say more about that?
Absolutely. So at the end of the day, you and only you are responsible for the content that you're consuming, the energy that you are allowing into your life, and, you know, the things that you're reading. Obviously, we've been hearing a lot on the news, and you have to decide whether you're going to shut that TV off eventually or play into that, right? But that also relates to food and diet culture. I've seen a ton of memes and posts on social media about, you know, instead of the freshman 15, it's the COVID-19 weight gain that everyone's going to experience.
Right. I've seen it everywhere, the COVID-19.
Ridiculous. And right. So at the end of the day, it's up to you to decide to block those accounts or hide them, or at least fill your social media with accounts that feel uplifting and positive. But it also goes beyond social media. It applies to your friends and your family as well. And so my goal is to empower women and men to make sure that they feel confident setting those clear boundaries in a physical way and in an energetic way. And you just have to recognize that it is up to you. You have the power to say, you know what? That is not allowed in my energy sphere. I just won't tolerate diet culture. Sorry, bye. And so when you can set those clear boundaries, you're going to protect yourself from potential triggers or just bad news.
Love it. I love the ownership and the agency that you're giving us in this realm. We're in charge. We don't have to allow this, right? Mm-mm. And we get to spend our energy in the ways that we want to.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. It's all up to you. And this also applies to people who feel like they're thinking about food 24/7. As soon as you can let go of that obsessiveness and the control, I mean, just imagine how much extra brain energy you're going to have to focus on your friendships, your sisters, your school studies, your work. And it's the exact same thing with the information that is being filtered in all the time. And so if you, you know, are struggling with restrictive eating patterns or body image, and you are constantly Googling what I eat in a day YouTube videos, yeah, look at that habit, because you are in control of what you are consuming and feeding your mind and your body.
I love it. I love it. All right. So take us to our minds, right? Because this is the next place that you're going to give us some advice here, is the negative emotions that come along with putting energy into and around food. This next tip is around being productive and dealing with that negativity.
Totally. So I hear from so many girls that they struggle with, quote, emotional eating. And I would like to make the argument that everybody is an emotional eater. We all have emotions around food. We have, you know, foods that we really love that bring happiness to us. We have foods that we just don't like the taste of. And so that might bring, I don't know, a bad taste to your mouth. So we are emotional eaters, but we don't want to cope with our emotions via food. We want to have food be a positive or neutral experience. And so one of the things that I love working on with my clients and my audience and even some of my friends is helping them find coping strategies to deal with the stress and then the anxiety and the fears that, you know, just come up in day-to-day life. So sure. For somebody, you know, I love journaling. My pen and paper help so much, especially when I feel like I have monkey brain and I'm thinking, oh my God, but that, oh my God, what if that? And oh, I have to add that to my to-do list, right? So when you take
monkey brain is a real thing. The struggle is real, right?
Totally. Oh my goodness. Especially in quarantine when there's so much fear circulating. So what I've learned is that taking pen to paper makes us slow down because we can't write as fast as we can think. And so taking a second to pause via journaling, or maybe it's meditation for you, or maybe it's getting out in nature, maybe it's cuddling your dog, or maybe it's just venting on the phone and getting it out through your words. Having some tools ready for when you do feel the stress and anxiety come on is going to help you when maybe in the past you would have just headed straight for the fridge or the freezer or the pantry.
Yep. That's amazing. That's such helpful advice and so many different things I think that people can do. Journaling is a great example. We actually just released some coloring pages on Tri Delta's website.
Amazing.
People finding, lots of comfort in coloring.
I just found a coloring book that I have that I haven't really used. And I told my mom, I was like, oh my God, this is the perfect time to bring this out. And something I would also say is, you know, if you are using food to cope with your emotions, that is okay. You know, if you're just really sad and really anxious and you go for that ice cream, it's really important to not judge yourself so harshly, because I find that self-judgment is one of the key blockers in actually moving towards finding food freedom and eating more intuitively. We are our biggest critics. And especially, you know, in college when we're trying to just figure out life and we want to do well and we want to impress our new friends, that self-critic can get really, really loud.
Absolutely.
And so the faster you can befriend her and give her love and, you know, show her kindly out the door, the faster you'll be able to find that inner peace and that freedom.
And we're back to buy. I love it.
Exactly. Exactly. So note that the guilt and, you know, the fears might come up, and the faster that you can forgive yourself, the easier you'll be able to move on.
Right. And, you know, that's so aligned with Tri Delta, right? Where we talk about being kind alike to all, but starting with being kind to yourself, right?
100%.
That self-love and that self-reverence that's right from our ritual, right?
Absolutely.
Now your third tip is very powerful, right? You encourage women to relabel what it means to be healthy, right? Say more about that.
So a lot of times we come up with these rules and rituals and restrictions kind of out of thin air or because somebody else recommended it. And they said, in order to be healthy, you should not eat carbs past noon. That was something that I literally heard and read all the time. Or you should really only eat, you know, one banana max a day. Like, don't eat more than one banana because it's too much sugar. Like, oh my goodness, where is this coming from? And so, you know, now we can have that bird's eye view and recognize that that is not true. But when you are just trying to grasp onto control, you'll go for anything and you'll believe anything. And so having food freedom, eating with love and intuition, that's my motto. It's such a unique and personal thing. So I will never tell my clients or anybody what to eat, when to eat, or how much. I have zero idea what you're craving, what you like, what's going to feel good to you. And so instead, it's about empowering you to define health for yourself and to try to let go of the conventional labels of good, bad, clean, balanced. You will never hear me say balanced diet. What does that even mean? Right. Instead, it's about looking and saying, what do you prioritize in health? Right. How do you want to feel? What does your highest version of yourself love? And what does she want you to do? And so in that way, you can redefine what health means to you and really make sure that it is a personal experience that you're having instead of letting those external factors or influencers come into play.
I love this so much because of the power that you're giving us to make these decisions for ourselves, right?
Absolutely.
They are great reminders and great affirmations for us when it comes to food. I would love for you to say just a bit more about your concept, right, of nutrition and manifestation and maybe, you know, this happy place that you've described associated with food freedom. Tell us a little bit more about those concepts.
Yes. Okay. So I have found that the combination of the nutrition and manifestation is the key. I'm sure there are some other keys out there, but that's what's been working for me and my clients because you can't have one without the other. You can't just, you know, eat fruits and vegetables and carbs and protein and fat with some sugar along the way and some fun without actually taking a look at your mindset. That's something that a lot of people struggle with. They feel like they're doing, quote, everything right, but they're still not totally free and totally happy. So to me, food freedom means eating what you want, what you truly want, what your intuition says that you want, when you want, without specific meal times or rules around how long you have to wait between meals, eating it where you want, with who you want, and there's no guilt. There's no rules, there's no restrictions. If you can, quote, mess up your way of eating, then it's a diet.
Right.
In my book, if you can fall off track, it's a diet. Right. When you're eating with love and intuition, you can never mess up because you're just going based on what your truth is and what your body says is right. So I really do focus on intuition in the grand scheme of spirituality. I find that some people that teach, quote, intuitive eating kind of just label that as, you know, eat what you're in the mood for. But your intuition is super strong. And so I like to go a little bit deeper than that and help people to find their higher self, or maybe it's a relationship with the universe or whatever that means to them. Yeah. And really going based off of that, like, gut feeling. And so when you use that, your intuition as the guide instead of your brain, because sometimes we think our brain is really smart, but our body's actually smarter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's when you find that full food freedom.
That's an amazing concept. Sloan, I know that our listeners are going to want to learn more about you and read more about what you've written. How can our listeners find you?
Absolutely. So I am on Instagram at Sloan Elizabeth, and my website is sloan-elizabeth.com. My book, Kale and Cravings with a K, is on Amazon, and I wrote it while I was a student. It's for students. It has over 20 dorm room recipes, so things that you can make without much equipment. That's what I did throughout my years. And I also have included mini chapters on on some of my favorite wellness rituals like meditation, yoga, essential oils. I go into detail about traveling with friends, going out, balancing that with schoolwork. So it's really an, you know, one-stop shop guide, I would say, for college students who are interested in just feeling their best selves. So you can find that on Amazon.
That is amazing. Sloan, thank you for being with us today on Let's Talk TriDelta. My goodness, you've accomplished a lot in 23 short years. I want to be you. I am thrilled to read more about you and to follow you on Instagram. Well,
thank you, Karen. Thank you. This has been amazing. And I'm just so honored to be able to share my voice on this platform and connect with more of my TriDelt sisters across the country.
Well, awesome. Well, to our listeners, I know you join me in sending a big thank you to our sister Sloan Elizabeth for joining us today and focusing on this beautiful concept of love and intuition and food freedom. Once again, be sure to check out her website. Lots of great insights and resources there, sloan-elizabeth.com. Of course, we hope all of our members and families are remaining safe, sheltered in place at home, following important guidelines as they become available regarding COVID-19. Let's remember that there are many TriDeltas serving on the front lines of this crisis in healthcare and law enforcement careers. Our thoughts and Delta love go out to all of you as you continue to serve us and your community so unselfishly. If you like this 3 for You experience, you can find more 3 for You topics at tridelta.org/3 for you. And if there are additional topics you'd like to hear about, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. And please like and subscribe to our podcast. We'd love for you to rate it. Yes, as TriDeltas, we'd love 3 stars. But in terms of our podcast, we like 5-star ratings. Thank you for talking TriDelta with us. Stay home, stay safe, wash your hands. Join us next time and bring you.